Okay, let's go on to Gregory, who's calling us from Renton.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, I think I'm doing okay, sir, but what you calling about?
Well, I have some curious about a condition that I have, that I've had since birth. I was born with a lung condition, and over the years, I've gone to doctors in three states, and they all come up with the same diagnosis, which is, I don't know.
And I've heard of that one.
So, what it does to me, of course, I don't breathe as well as a person without the condition. 5 years ago, it took a turn for the worse, but generally what it does is I'm coughing up phlegm all the time, 24/7. My sinuses are draining 24/7. And like I say, there's a cough always involved. Even if there's nothing coming up, there's a dry, it's not really dry, it's trying to get the phlegm out that's being stubborn. And the doctors say my lungs are kind of scarred right now from whatever. So I was just wondering, had you had any dealings with this type of lung issue?
Well, I don't know if you heard the last call, sir, but in case you did, chronic mucus and phlegm is characteristic of milk and dairy allergy, no question. And as you also heard, milk and dairy allergy sensitivity, whatever you want to call it, and that means all aspects of cow milk and cow dairy and everything, cow cheese and cow everything, is quite common amongst African Americans and Asians. And so even though you may not be one of those, about one quarter to one third of Caucasians have that problem too. And it doesn't always do the cough and the cold and so forth. But, hey, just a couple of weeks ago, I was working with a fellow in his 60s, and he told me, "Doctor, until I was 31 years of age, I could only breathe through one side of my nose or the other, and not both at the same time. And then when I was 31, I figured out I was allergic to milk and dairy, and I gave it all up, and I could, within a couple of weeks, I could breathe out of both sides of my nose, and I no longer had all this phlegm and so forth." So that's one thing to at least try. Can't hurt anybody to stop milk and dairy for a month and see what happens. It's not even dangerous to do that. You don't need a doctor.
Yes, I've tried that, actually. I've gone stints without milk and dairy, but it does no good.
Okay, well, let me go.
It didn't anyway.
Well, there are more things than milk and dairy that can do it. They're just number one. So you might consider, I'm not saying do this right away, but you might consider getting general food allergy testing and see if you have multiple ones that could do this to you. And you can do that directly on your own by contacting Meridian Valley Laboratory. They send you a little card with filter paper in it, and you poke your finger, put a blood spot on the filter paper, send it back to the lab, and you get a report in about 2 weeks. But anyway, let's move on from there to one other thing. You said this stuff isn't moving up from your lungs very well. It seems that one of the vitamins there is sometimes capable of reactivating the little things called villi. You can look this up online, V-I-L-L-I, that are present in the whole lining of the lungs. And what these do is they actually beat upward. I'm not kidding you. Have you ever seen maybe a movie of a wind going through a wheat field and how all the wheat just bends and sways in order according to where the wind is? Well, that's what these villi do. They act like a wheat field, and they pump everything upward, 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 upward in the respiratory tract until it reaches the point where we can spit it out. Now, someone found that vitamin A could reactivate those villi. And here's another thing. There's no way we can tell you if your villi are working. We can just say, oh, well, everything's getting clogged down your lungs. It doesn't want to come up. So maybe that's what it is. But you literally have to go down there with some kind of micro camera to look at them. And that's not being done as far as I know. And the quantities of vitamin A that are required to reactivate those villi are not that great. Unless you happen to be a pregnant lady, in which case they're too much. But no chance of you getting pregnant. So 50,000... Well, come on, I got to pay attention to that because, you know, in the city of Seattle, we never know who's going to get pregnant. It could be a guy that's not, and it could be a lady that's not. You never know. So, anyway, 50,000 units a day is quite safe for anybody except for a pregnant woman and her fetus. You could try that, too, and see what you think. And while you're at it, One of the best things there is to do to keep from getting the colds and the flu, and no, I'm not going to tell you it works 100% of the time for everybody, but I am going to tell you it cuts the odds down, way down, is 50,000 units of vitamin A a day, enough vitamin D to bring our levels up to what's called the tropical optimal, and some zinc, especially for us guys, because zinc is the master mineral for the thymus gland, which controls the immune system. And people take those three things, and they come back and tell me most of the time, oh, I rarely get any infections anymore. But back to you, sir. The vitamin A, you might try for rejuvenating those microvilli, they're called.
Okay. Well, I'll try. I do take vitamin A now, but not 50,000. You say 50,000 units?
Yes, sir. And you got to promise not to get pregnant,
that
that's all. Okay.
But, don't get me wrong. The phlegm has no problem coming up. I can give you a half a cup in short order sometimes. But sometimes, you know, and it just decides it don't there's not enough there to come up, but I still call.
Yeah. Is it white phlegm, sir, or is it yellow or brown, or what color is that phlegm?
It's usually like a light gray or greenish looking. Light green.
Now, that sounds more like infection than like allergies, sir, if it's getting like grayish or greenish. So there, now this one, you best work with a doctor who knows what they're doing in natural medicine on it. But one of the other few things I learned at University of Michigan Medical School wasn't in the nutrition department. It was from a pulmonologist, a lung specialist, who worked a whole heck of a lot with people with COPD as well as other lung problems. And he taught us all. And he was somewhat frustrated because his colleagues wouldn't go along with him. But he taught us all that if we took enough potassium iodide regularly, that it would accumulate in the lungs and kill every germ there was. And if this phlegm, grayish or greenish, is coming from germs, then work with a doctor on that. Because, you see, if we take a lot of potassium iodide for a couple, 3 months, we might suppress our thyroid glands. And we don't want to do that, so we can check ourselves while we're taking potassium iodide. But it does accumulate in the lungs, and my, it sure does kill germs. And it sounds like they might need killing, sir.
Well, I do have a lung doctor, but he hasn't prescribed potassium iodide.
I suspect not. Not if he's an MD, sir. Nothing against MDs. They just don't get this education, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, I've been dealing with it a long time. I've just been living with it, so I'll run this potassium iodide by him. He's open to anything because everything he's tried hasn't worked. So,
okay. Well, let me tell you what I would usually do, but I cannot tell you that he would do that, nor that you need it. That's why you need to be working with a natural medicine doctor who knows what they're doing in this field. But as your first try, I can understand seeing if he'll do it. And so, what I'd be doing is recommended 6 drops in water every 4 hours while awake. And then if you get up at night, do it again and do that for at least a week or two. Usually it takes about 2 months to suppress the thyroid. But even so, I'm just saying that's what I would do if it were me. Check with a natural medicine doctor for an official recommendation. But check with your doctor first. See what happens.
Okay. You said 6 drops of
potassium iodide, sir.
Oh, okay. Sorry. All right. I appreciate that. And thank you for your time this morning, this afternoon.
And thank you for calling, sir.